Lord Jesus Christus. Greetings and warm welcome to St. Peter's Square, where thousands of people have gathered on this Christmas Day for Pope Francis's Urbi et Orbi Christmas message and blessing. The Urbi et Orbi address and blessing given each Easter and Christmas from the Central Lodge of St. Peter's Basilica. And through this blessing, the Pope and the Church grant a plenary indulgence by the willful grace and intent of the Pope to those who devoutly receive the blessing that the Pope imparts. On behalf of Vatican Media, I would like to welcome all of you to this broadcast, especially to all of you joining us through the Vatican Audio app or through the Vatican News web portal. Also to all of you joining us through EWTN, Catholic Faith Network, CBS News, Shalom World TV, Net TV, Salt and Light TV, Catholic TV, and to all of you joining us through radio stations and television stations throughout the world, welcome and happy Christmas to all. A special greeting also goes to all of you who have tuned in and are following Pope Francis through Eurovision and World Vision. I'm Linda Bordoni. It's my pleasure to provide you with the English language commentary today. On this very sunny and beautiful Christmas day here in St. Peter's Square, we are awaiting Pope Francis, who will appear on the balcony overlooking the square. He will be, as I was saying, he will be granting a plenary indulgence in the form laid down by the Church to all the faithful present, but also to all those who receive his blessing by radio, television, and the new communications media, including the internet. Since 1985, this indulgence has been granted not only to those present, but also to those who are unable to be physically present here in the Vatican. So to all of you, prepare yourselves to receive it. It's very special. It's almost midday, as I was saying, a lovely, sunny, crisp day here in the Vatican. In just a few seconds, Pope Francis will appear at the balcony with his Urbi et Orbi address and blessing. Urbi et Orbi, of course, is to the city and to the world. The Urbi et Orbi address and blessing are given each Easter and Christmas at noontime and broadcast worldwide through the European Broadcasting Union and other link-ups. So a special greeting, again, goes to all of you who have tuned in and who are following Pope Francis through Eurovision and World Vision. I'm Linda Bordoni, and I'm here to provide you with the English language commentary. Here's Pope Francis. In the square, we see the bands of the Carabinieri. We see the lineup of the colorful Swiss Guards. And we await the Pope's message. Vatican Media, welcome to all of you joining this broadcast. The Pope is on the balcony listening to the Vatican anthem. He is flanked by Cardinal Renato Raffaello Martino, the protodeacon, and by Cardinal Kevin the prefect for a dicastery for lay persons, the family, and life. This is a solemn but joyful moment for the Church and for the world, of course, as this greeting goes to all men and women of goodwill across the globe. Francis began a busy schedule for Christmas celebrations last night, celebrating Christmas Eve Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. Now we listen to the Italian anthem. Again, this blessing will go to all of you who receive devoutly his message and blessing. Meeting today, the next celebration celebrated or presided over by Pope Francis will be the Angelus in St. Peter's Square tomorrow, the 26th at noon. And then the Pope, of course, will be presiding at celebrations right up until the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, which this year falls on January the 13th, when the Pope baptizes babies inside the Vatican's Sistine Chapel. Of course, we at Vatican Media will be bringing you full coverage of all the events presided over by Pope Francis, including Vespers for the Feast of Mary, the Mother of God, Mass on January the 1st, the World Day of Peace, and Mass of the Solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord.
Buon Natale.
Dear brothers and sisters, Happy Christmas.
A voi, fedeli di Roma, a voi, pellegrini, e a tutti voi che siete collegati da ogni parte
del mondo. To you, the faithful of Rome, to you, the pilgrims, and to all who are linked to us from every part of the world, I renew the joyous proclamation of Bethlehem. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. Like the shepherds who first went with haste to the stable, let us halt in wonder before the sign that God has given us. A baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. In silence, let us fall to our knees.
E che cosa ci dice quel bambino nato per noi dalla Vergine Maria?
What does that child born for us as the Virgin Mary have to tell us? What is the universal message of Christmas? It is that God is a good Father and we are all brothers and sisters.
Questa verità sta alla base della visione cristiana dell'umanità.
This truth is the basis of the Christian vision of humanity. Without the fraternity that Jesus Christ has bestowed on us, our efforts for a more just world fall short, and even our best plans and projects risk being soulless and empty. For this reason, my wish for a happy Christmas is a wish for fraternity.
Fraternità tra le persone di ogni nazione e cultura.
Fraternity among individuals of every nation and culture.
Di idee diverse, ma capaci di rispettare.
Fraternity among people with different ideas, yet capable of respecting and listening to one another. Fraternity among persons of different religions. Jesus came to reveal the face of God to all those who seek him.
Si è manifestato in un volto umano concreto.
The face of God has been revealed in a human face. It did not appear in an angel, but in one man, born in a specific time and place. By his incarnation, the Son of God tells us that salvation comes through love, acceptance, respect for this poor humanity of ours, which we all share in a great variety of races, languages, and cultures, yet all of us are brothers and sisters in humanity. Our differences, then, are not a detriment or a danger, they are a source of richness. As when an artist is about to make a mosaic, it's better to have tiles of many colors available, rather than just a few.
esperienza, fratelli e sorelle, siamo diversi l'uno
dall'altro. The experience of families teaches us this. Our brothers and sisters, we are all different from each other. We do not always agree, but there is an unbreakable bond uniting us. And the love of our parents helps us to love one another. The same is true for the larger human family, but here, God is our parent, the foundation and strength of our fraternity.
Questo Natale ci faccia riscoprire i legami di fraternità che ci uniscono.
May this Christmas help us to rediscover the bonds of fraternity, linking us together as individuals and joining all people.
Ai italiani e palestinesi di riprendere il dialogo.
May it enable Israelis and Palestinians to resume dialogue and undertake a journey of peace that can put an end to that for over 70 years has rent the land chosen by the Lord to show his face of love.
Il bambino Gesù permetta alla amata e martoriata Siria.
May the child Jesus allow the beloved and beleaguered country of Syria once again to find fraternity after these long years of war. May the international community work decisively for a political solution that can put aside divisions and partisan interests so that the Syrian people, especially all those who were forced to leave their own lands and seek refuge elsewhere, can return to live in peace in their own country.
Penso allo Yemen, con la speranza che la tregua mediata.
My thoughts turn to Yemen in the hope that the truce brokered by the international community may finally bring relief to all those children and people exhausted by war and famine.
Penso poi all'Africa, dove milioni di persone rifugiate o sfollate.
I think too of Africa, where millions of persons are refugees or displaced and in need of humanitarian assistance and food security. May the Holy Child, the King of Peace, silence the clash of arms and allow a new dawn of fraternity to rise over the entire continent, blessing the efforts of all those who work to promote paths of reconciliation in political and social life.
In Natale rinsalde i vincoli fraterni che uniscono la penisola.
May Christmas consolidate the bonds of fraternity, uniting the Korean Peninsula, and help the path of rapprochement recently undertaken to continue to reach agreed solutions capable of ensuring the development and well-being of all.
Questo tempo di benedizione consenta al Venezuela di ritrovare.
May this blessed season allow Venezuela once more to recover social harmony and enable all the members of society to work fraternally for the country's development and to aid the most vulnerable sectors of the population.
Il Signore che nasce porte sollievo all'amata Ucraina.
May the newborn Lord King bring relief to the beloved land of Ukraine, yearning to regain a lasting peace that is slow to come.
Rispettosa dei diritti di ogni nazione.
Only with a peace that is respectful of the rights of every nation can the country recover from the sufferings it has endured and restore dignified living conditions for its citizens. I am close to the Christian communities of the region, and I pray that they may develop relationships of fraternity and friendship.
Davanti al bambino Gesù si riscoprono fratelli gli abitanti del caro Nicaragua.
Before the child Jesus, may the inhabitants of the beloved Nicaragua see themselves once more as brothers and sisters, so that divisions and discord will not prevail, but all may work to promote reconciliation and to build together the future of the country.
I popoli che subiscono colonizzazioni ideologiche.
I want to mention too all those peoples that experience ideological, cultural, and economic forms of colonialization and see their freedom and identity compromised, as well as those suffering from hunger and the lack of educational and healthcare services.
va ai nostri fratelli e sorelle che festeggiano la Natività del Signore.
A particular thought goes to our brothers and sisters who celebrate the birth of the Lord in difficult, if not hostile, situations, especially where the Christian community is a minority, often vulnerable or not taken into account.
Il Signore doni a loro e a tutte le minoranze di vivere in pace.
May the Lord grant a day and all minorities may live in peace and see their rights recognized, especially the right to religious freedom.
Il bambino piccolo e infredolito che contempliamo oggi nella mangiatoia.
May the little child whom we contemplate today in the manger, in the cold of the night, watch over all the children of the world and every frail, vulnerable, and discarded person.
Ricevere pace e conforto dalla nascita del Salvatore.
May all of us receive peace and consolation from the birth of the Savior and in the knowledge that we are loved by the one Heavenly Father, realize anew that we are brothers and sisters and come to live as such.
Ave Maria, grazia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tui mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui Iesus.
Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Gentile Domini,
fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum.
Ave Maria, grazia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tui mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui Iesus.
Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Te verbum caro factum est,
et habitavit in nobis.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tui mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui Iesus.
Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Ora pro nobis, Santa Dei Genitris, grazie in tua, in questum Domine, mentibus nostris infunde. Ut angelo annunciante Christi fili tui, incarnazione cognovim, per passione meius del crucem, a resurrectionis gloriam perducamur, preunem Christum Dominum nostrum.
Amen.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Pro fidelibus defuntis, regim aeternam dona eis Domine,
et lux perpetua lucera eis,
requiescant in pace.
Amen.
Santo Padre Francesco, a tutti i fedeli presenti e a quelli che ricevono la sua benedizione a mezzo della radio, della televisione,
upon all those present and also through the radio, the television and all new means of communication,
nella forma stabilita dalla Chiesa. Preghiamo Dio Onnipotente perché conservi a lungo il Papa a guida della Chiesa e conceda pace e unità alla Chiesa in tutto il mondo.
So, let us ask Almighty God to grant the Pope many years as leader of the Church and peace and unity to the Church throughout the world.
Ipsi intercedam pro nobis ad Dominum.
Amen.
Precibus et meritis Beate Mariae, semper Virginis, Beati Michaelis Arcangeli, Beati Ioannis Baptiste, et Santorum Apostolorum Petri et Pauli, et Omnium Santorum. Miserator vesti omnipotens Deus, et dimissis omnibus peccatis vestris, per tu caso Gesù Cristo a vita eterna.
Amen.
Dulgentia, absolutione, remissione, omnium peccatorum vestrorum, spatium veri e fructuose penitenti, cor semper penitens, et emendazione in dite, grazia e consolazione, Santi Spiritus. E finale in perseveranza, in bonis operibus tribo ad vobis omnipotens e misericors Dominus.
Amen.
Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descenda super vos et maneat semper.
Amen.
Francis has imparted his blessing to the city, to the world, and renews his best wishes for Christmas to everyone. A good and holy Christmas, dear brothers and sisters from Italy, from other countries, and all of you who are following on the radio, on television, and other means of communication. Thank you for your presence in this day during which we contemplate God's love.
Questo amore favorisca lo spirito di collaborazione.
May this love favor a spirit of collaboration for the common good.
Solidali, doni a tutti la speranza che viene da Dio.
Give us hope.
Buon e santo Natale.
And the energy to work together. Have a good and a happy Christmas. Pope Francis's blessing and Pope Francis's wishes to all of you for a very happy and holy Christmas. Tomorrow he will appear on the same balcony at noon, 26th of December, for the Angelus prayer. Of course, you can follow the live broadcast on these same channels. So please visit the Vatican News web portal, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter accounts for a summary of today's Urbi et Orbi blessing, as well as other coverage of Vatican and world news. This ends the live broadcast of the Urbi et Orbi message and blessing of Pope Francis. Listen to first the Vatican anthem and then the Italian anthem played by the band of the Carabinieri in St. Peter's Square. On behalf of Vatican Media and of me, Linda Bordoni, a blessed Christmas to all of you. Thank you for having tuned in and for having followed this very special event on Eurovision, on World Vision, and through so many channels throughout the world. Again, on behalf of Vatican Media, blessed Christmas and the rest of the Christmas festivities as well, of course, to all of you. You can follow all coverage of every single of the Pope's events during this Christmas period on the Vatican News web portal. That's at www.vaticannews.va. Click there on the English language. We're on Facebook, on Instagram, Twitter. So again, world warmest wishes for a very blessed Christmas and a peaceful festivity to all of you. Do remember to tune in again tomorrow at noon for the Angelus, the recitation of the Angelus with Pope Francis in St. Peter's Square. Again, I'm Linda Bordoni. It's been my pleasure and my privilege to provide you with the English language commentary today.